just going back over this past week, you know, for a period there, there was some more optimism again that maybe the US is close to the top of rates, and it came largely from the CPI reading that came out earlier in the week. The CPI for the most recent month of October was expected to be up 0.1%. It was actually flat for the month. And so as a result of that, the annual inflation rate came down from 3.7% to 3.2%. Now, it's worthwhile noting that we were down as low as 3% for the CPI back in the middle part of the year in June, and that we've had a surge back up in that annual inflation rate until this most recent month. And whilst it's good news that we've come back to 3.2 from 3.7, there are reasons why it's probably not going to be sustained. And at the moment, the market's ignoring all those and is getting excited that we're close to the top. There's a risk that we go back towards that annual rate starting to lift again, probably by the time we get to the December months, it's about 2 months out, and we start to get a lift again. So, yeah, we can get excited for a period, but I don't think it's going to persist. And some of the other data points which are just pointing that way. Things, for example, like retail sales, we had that came through for the month of October. Everybody was looking for that to come back quite a bit because we'd had three strong months of retail sales in the US. Whilst the headline came back a lot less than expected. It was down only 0.1%. The market was looking for that to be down about 0.3%. And they actually revised up the previous month. So the previous month was already strong at 0.7. That was revised up to 0.9. Core retail sales, taking out the volatile items, actually rose again and consolidated an upwardly revised 0.8% month on month going back the month before. Most recent month of October, it was expected to have a fall of about 0.2%, lifted by 0.1%. So you've still got this strength which is running through a lot of spending in the US. And that, if anything, I think is one of the factors that militates against it being particularly easy for the Fed to get inflation down. Oddly enough, there's some comments along those lines from various Fed governors, including the Fed chairman later in the week, but largely ignored, that inflation is still going to be difficult to get down over time. Some of the factors that militate the other way, though, and sort of helped a little bit towards getting this idea in the very near term that we can have this rally continue for a little while yet before it starts to give up ground. There's a bit of softness in the initial jobless claims for the most recent week. So this one lifted to 231,000 from 218,000. So there's some chance that we're getting to a slightly softer run as far as the labour market is concerned in the US. Then we had other leading indicators which were literally all over the place. So for example, we had two of the regional manufacturing PMIs came out, one for New York State, the other the Philadelphia Fed survey, both for the month of November. The New York State one actually bounced sharply. It went from minus 4.6, was expected to be around about minus 2.6. It bounced to plus 9.1. That's a very strong rise in a month. So it suggests that, if anything, there's more optimism coming through there. We had the November Philadelphia Fed index. That one was expected to stay negative. It was minus 9 going back the previous month. It was expected to stay at minus 9, came in at minus 5.9, so it was a bit better than expected, but still a negative read. We also had the November National Association of Home Builders index. That's come down to 34 from 40. So that's looking relatively soft. Some reasons for that. People are very, very reluctant to take on new housing commitment in the US at the moment because they don't want to break their old 30-year mortgages, which are obviously on very, very low rates, to take on a new one at much higher rates. So that's putting a little bit of a strain into the housing market in the US. But having said that, we had October home building permits and housing starts. Both came in quite a bit stronger than expected. So home building permits were up 1.1%, market thought they'd fall by 1.4%, and housing starts were up 1.9% month on month, market was looking for 1% fall there. So, you know, very, very mixed bag out of the US, but you know, for the time being, this rally through bonds still got a little bit of life in it, helped by that CPI read that came out. But yeah, that there are reasons why we are going to get a swing back the other way, and probably before the end of this year. Moving into where the US is going this week, well, it's a shortened week because you've got Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, which extends into Friday. There's very little in the way of data that's coming out this week. We've got some existing home sales data coming out on Tuesday. We've got the minutes of the last FOMC meeting, so that'll make interesting reading. Yeah, they were on hold at that last meeting, but yeah, they were still talking about inflation staying higher for longer, and they did adjust their long-term inflation forecasts running through, or long-term interest rate forecasts running through that in the forecasts of the Fed governors in that meeting as well. So, you know, just watching for those minutes when they come out. Later in the week, we'll watch initial jobless claims, which had that bounce up to 231,000. Bounce is probably the wrong word because it's indicative of a weaker labour market. And we get some old-style manufacturing and services sector PMI readings coming out for the month of November on Friday, just on that half-day holiday after the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. And both of those readings were 50 and 50.6 respectively, just above the line. So, you know, if anything, yeah, maybe just coming back. Now, Europe last week, we had revised Q3 GDP, no revision there. It's still very much sort of recessionary in Europe. The figure stays at minus 0.1% quarter on quarter. The year on year is only up 0.1%. Having said that, we had the November ZEW economic sentiment survey came out. There was quite a lift in that to 13.8 from 2.3, so, which is quirky, you know, given that most other indicators in Europe are actually quite soft. And we had some industrial production data came out, you know, that one was pretty soft as well. It was minus 1.1% after being up 0.6% the month before. Not a lot out of Europe through the course of this week, although we will get the ECB minutes of their last meeting. You know, that they're in a better position to keep rates on hold perhaps in the US is over the next month or two. It's mainly because the economy is in recession there. Also, their inflation rates come down more than the case in the US. In the case of the US, it was down by, you know, 2.9%. Just looking at China last week too, there most of the data was, you know, was softish, except for retail sales, which is showing a bit of life. So there's some hope that China's economy is just looking a little bit better than previously expected. You know, we had things like fixed asset investment spending, which was up by 2.9% year on year, but that was down from 3.1% going back the month before. Industrial production is just languishing around the 4.6% year on year mark, but retail sales lifted to 7.6% from 5.5%. So just a bit of lift running through there. Still, though, watching towards, you know, what China does with policy. And this week, you know, People's Bank of China's meeting, it may make a small adjustment to interest rates, but they only do 10 or 15 basis points at a time. And really, it can't help things like the property sector where the issues are really chronic in terms of oversupply in the property sector. So cutting interest rates to groups that are already in huge financial distress is unlikely to provide much assistance in terms of boosting the economy. Moving lastly to Australia this time this week, And it was interesting, just the data reports we got. We had a few sentiment indicators. As you'd expect, the latest interest rate rise made a little bit of a dent in terms of consumer sentiment. We had the Westpac November Consumer Sentiment Survey. That fell by 2.6% after being up by 2.9% the month before. NAB Business Survey. Business conditions are still pretty good for most businesses. When they're reporting about their current conditions, we're still getting very, very optimistic reports. And so it actually lifted a little bit for the month of October to plus 13 from plus 12. But business confidence is much softer than that. So business confidence, minus 2, and that was after being flat going back the month before. So businesses, and this has been consistent over the last few months, that they keep on reporting some pretty strong conditions, but the outlook is nowhere near as optimistic. Then moving to the key data reports last week, we had the Q3 wage price index came out and the October labour force report. Now, both of these are stronger than expected and almost in themselves put out of range the Reserve Bank's latest forecasts for both the wage price index and also the labour force. So it does actually lift the risk that the RBA may need to go again in December. To get that to happen, we probably need a very strong CPI report, and also we get the monthly CPI report comes out next week, and also a relatively strong retail sales figures. But if that comes to pass, it's much more likely that we get another rate hike in December than the market's certainly allowing. And the reason for it is in those numbers we got last week. The wage price index, we knew it was going to be a pretty high one, but it's actually lifted the annual rate more than expected to 4% year on year from 3.6%. Now, that's a Q3 report. In the latest Reserve Bank forecast, they've got 4% year on year as their forecast for the end of this year. It's highly likely we're going to drive above that, which means that already you've got one key indicator there. The Reserve Bank, 2 weeks after it's brought out its last forecast, has got to revise. We won't do that revision until February, and by then it will be a past figure, and it'll be the basis for what they have to forecast going through next year. But it's not running the way they expected, even in the forecast they produced 2 weeks ago. It's higher than that. Also, very much so, the labour force data. And we had a very strong employment growth rate. It was up 55,000, 17,000 at full time. And they revised up slightly the lift in employment the previous month. Now, the year-on-year growth for employment is sitting at 3%. The Reserve Bank is saying that employment growth will be 2.5% at the end of this year. To get to that, we'd have to have a 20,000 fall over the next 2 months in employment. Not impossible, but it's more likely we're going to get something around the 20,000 positive. That would put the year on year at 2.9, not 2.5 when we get to the end of this year. Also, the labour force participation rate in those figures last week lifted sharply to a record high, 67%. That's indicative of a still very, very tight labour market. Yes, because of that lift in the participation rate, we got a very slight nudge up in the unemployment rate to 3.7 from 3.6. But essentially, the unemployment rate's been travelling in a very narrow range of 3.5 to 3.7% all the way through this year so far. And the Reserve Bank now needs 3.8 and above to hit its forecasts for both November and December. These are looking from these figures as if they've been pushed out of range. And because of that risk to their forecasts, that's where the pressure points right back on them again. When we get the monthly CPI, and it's not this week, it's next week, You know, that has to come down from 5.6% year on year to around 5, remembering that they're forecasting 4.5% for the end of the year for the inflation rate. Also, retail sales, where we've had positive results the last few months, we have to have a negative on the front of it for the most recent month. If it's a positive sign, again, positive 0.2, 0.3, which seems likely, you know, that means that demand is still too strong running through the economy. So, you know, those are the pressure points. The only thing of note we get this week is actually the minutes of the last RBA meeting, and they'll be talking about all these balances inside the economy in those minutes. But that's where Australia is really at odds now with most other countries. Our inflation rate is stickier than most other countries. We now have the worst inflation rate in the developed world, you know, both on the last quarterly report and also on the last monthly report. But we've got one of the lower cash rates. So, you know, that's where it's very, very tricky now, where we could be going in a slightly different direction to where many economies are going overseas, where, you know, where some of those pressures will lie. So basically, you know, this week quiet because of the US with Thanksgiving Day holidays, if anything, you know, the rallies which are occurring there. There's not a lot to stop them in the near term, but there's certainly some clouds there on the horizon which will probably reverse much of those rallies that we've seen recently before we get to the end of this year. And for Australia, we've got this problem that we're still more certainly in a regime where we need to lift rates higher than are just about any other developed economy.